Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, and we're holding the last line of Yud Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins, Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak, Pasach La Pischa Lehai Parshas Mehacha. As you'll recall, we already started yesterday enumerating and citing several Amiroim who were Mechubad with giving a shiur on Purim, either on Purim itself or before Purim. And when they gave their drashas about Purim, they started off with a hakdama. If you see the Rashi on the left-hand side here on Yud Amid Beis, the fourth line from the top, Shkoyach Chazak Baruch. Pasach Leipitzcha Lahai Pashasa Mehachi, you see Rashi, Kishohi Roitze Lidroish Me'inyan Igeris Purim, when they were mechabed him to go and darshan by the Inyan of Purim, Ha'yemascha Lidroish Mikrazeh. So he first started off with this Pasach. So we already had four or five Amiroim yesterday, and we're continuing once again. Avdim Bar Yitzchak, he began his drasha L'Kavei Purim with the following pasuk. The pasuk appears in Ezra, Ki Avodim Anachnu Uvi Abduseinu Le'ozavnu Elikeinu Vayet Oleinu Chesed Lefnei Malchei Paras. We were Avodim, but nevertheless the Kodesh Baruch Hu never left us, and he gave us Chesed in front of the Malchi Paras. Amosai, when did this take place that we started off as Avodim and the Kodesh Baruch Hu Ayet Aleinu Chesed in the times of Malchi Paras? That's Bizman Haman, because in Bizman Haman we had Achashverosh, and we had Achashverosh was a Persian king, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Chesed to all of us. Rav Chanina bar Papa Pasuk La Pischa Lehei Peshasa Mehocha. It says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Tillim. Here Kafta Enosh L'Roshenu Bonu Ba'esh Uvamayim. And the pasuk continues on, "V'hoytziyenu l'revoya." Hekav te'enish l'rishenu. You put people on top of us like a chariot, market people on top of us. Bano ba'ish l'mayim. What does that mean? Ba'ish b'mei Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar harosha. That he threw, says Rashi, he threw us into the kivshan. Of course, not us sitting here today, but Chananya, Mishol, Vazaria. He threw it into the kivshan. That's the eish. Uva mayim mei paroi. What it means that Paroi ordered people into the water. Kal habein hayeloid hayeoira tashli chuhu. And therefore, we had these two gezeiros of eish uvamai. Batsiyenu l'revoy, because Baruch Hu took us out. L'revoy bimei haman. What's the lashon of revoya? Revoya means, of course, for a salvation, for a savings. But we have koisi revoya. Koisi revoya means, of course, that the kois is overflowing with goodness. Ah, since the story of Haman took place with Amishta, both that Vashti was killed in Amishta, and then afterwards Haman was killed as a result of the Mishta between Achashverosh and Esther and Haman. So that's Vaitzien Lervoya, the time of Koisi Lervoya. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vaitzien, he took us out of this terrible tzar. Rev Yochan Apostle Chapisch, Lahai Pashos Mehochet, says in the Apostle, Zochr Chastavem Munosoi, Leveis Yisrael, Ro Kol Afse Oretz, everybody throughout the land saw. Eis Yeshua Salakenu. Amos I wrote, Kol Afsi Oretz. Eis Yeshua Salakenu. Bimei Mordechai V'Esther. How did everybody see, says Rashi? Because it says several times throughout the Megillah that they sent out igrois to the whole world. Each one was Am V'om Kilshoinai. So therefore, everywhere there were proclamations, everywhere there were letters coming and telling them about the salvation of Klal Yisrael through Mordechai V'Esther. Rish Lakish Pasuk Lo Pischa Lehei Pishos Miyach. It says in the Pasuk, Ari Noheim V'Doiv Shoykeik Moishul Rasha Al Am Dol. What is this referring to? Ari Noheim Zeh Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. The Chassid Beit says about Nebuchadnezzar in the Pasuk in Yirmiya, Ola Ariye Misovchai. So that Ari is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, and that is the Ari Noheim. Doiv Shoykeik Zeh Achashveirosh. The Chassid Beit V'Aruch Chivei Achrei Tinyone Domya Ledoiv. This is a pasuk in Daniel, where Daniel is telling us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu eventually is going to wipe out the four regimes, the four malchusim that went and subjected Klal Yisrael to all types of tzaras and pogroms and killings, etc. Who are the four? The first one was Bavel, that's represented by Nebuchadnezzar that we just spoke about. And then it says, Vaita, in this prophetic vision of Daniel, Va'aru. Va'aru is a lashon of Hine, and behold, Chivei Achroi, a second Chayin now comes out. after the first one. Tinyone, it's number two. Tamilato, even it looks just like a beer. The Tanya of Yosef, who are these beers? Elu parsim sha'uichlim v'shoisim kedoiv, they go and eat and drink like beers. Umisr bolim basar kedoiv, and they have tons of flesh, just like a beer. Umigadlin ser kedoiv, and they have long hair, just like a beer. Ve'in lamanucha kedoiv, if you ever see a bear never sits down in one place. He's constantly roaming and coming and going. So therefore, that is referring to the doiv, and that's referring to the parsim. And then after the bovel and poras, then we have two more. We have Yovan and we have Edoim. But anyway, but that's the pshat in this pasuk of the Ari Noyim is referring to Chanetzer. Dave is referring to Achashverosh, and the pasuk continues on Moishel Rosha Ze Haman Al Amdol Eli Yisrael. Why do we say Moishel Rosha is Haman? Well, first of all, of course, Haman is a Rosha. But besides that, as we'll see in the forthcoming drushes, it doesn't refer to Haman as being, doesn't refer to this Rosh as being the Melech, he's just the Moishel, he's just in control, but he's not the king. So that's Haman who was in control because Achashverosh gave him so many powers as his top cabinet minister. Alam Dol is referring to Eli Yisrael, Shein Dalman, and Mitzvah. The whole reason why the Nes Purim transpired is because, unfortunately, initially, we Yisraelim were Dalman and Mitzvah, and therefore we sinned, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, allowed for the tshuva of Klal Yisrael, and then brought along the Nes of Purim.
How do the bears eat?
How do the bears eat?
Yeah,
they don't eat alike, they just copiously. Eat barely. They just eat barely. No, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Arichem Shaisin Kedai, they eat like a bear. Reb Loz Apostle Episcopal Hypershos Mihachashin Imposi. Baal Tzaltayim Yimacha Mikoro, or Beshiflis Yodayim Yidloif Habois. Baal Tzaltayim means, because of Atzlus, people are lazy. Yimach HaMekora. The Mekora is referring to the Tikra, that's the ceiling will become weak. Ubeshiflas Yadayim, which is a similar term, again, because of Atzlus, people are not doing their job. Yidlof HaBoyis, and there will be a leak in the house. So this is basically a repetitious pasuk, which is telling us, what's the English expression? A stitch in time saves nine. If you're going to be Otzel, when there's a leak in the house, eventually Chas v'Shalom, the whole roof and the whole ceiling can come tumbling down and it can all collapse, Cholila. So therefore, you should be careful. So says the Gemara, Bishul Atzel Shehoilam Yisrael Shalei Oskei B'Torah, the Atzel Tayin that we're talking about is Atzlus in learning. People didn't come to Shiurim, people didn't learn. Naz is Soinik Shalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Mach. The Soinik Shalei Kodesh Baruch Hu is a euphemism. We mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu Kabiyochel himself appeared to be weak. In which respect did he appear to be weak? Says Rashi, that he wasn't able to help out Klal Yisrael. You see Rashi of the first narrow line. Nas Soinik Shalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Mach. Because we didn't have the schus ha-toira, then it appeared as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is unable to go and help us out. Continue on. How do
unable
I know?
Unable or doesn't want to?
No, he means unable. Rashi says, shlohi yochel. He doesn't have the yecholus. He doesn't have the power and authority. Well, we're not finished. The word moch is referring to poor. Shnem v'moch. A person is not able to go and pay the full erkiolai, erkiolai, so then the bezin is able to go and give him a discount depending on his financial circumstances. The word mekora is referring to Hashem, shenema ha-mekora b'mayim aliyosu, Kodesh Baruch Hu upstairs in Shemayim, goes and makes all types of levels of mayim, in other words, stores the water up above in each one of the, not necessarily each one, but Kodesh Baruch Hu has seven shemayims up there, seven heavens, and he brings up the water and he keeps it for purposes of rain. But the point is, Batzaltayim Yimach HaMekora, when we go back to the beginning of the pasuk, Batzaltayim, the Atzlus of Klal Yisrael in learning, caused the Mekora, Mekora is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is Mekara v'mayim al Yosef, caused Hashem to appear weak that he wasn't able to go and save and help Klal Yisrael. So when the original decree went out to go and kill Klal Yisrael, it looked like Hashem was powerless. But that's because we didn't have the schus of Limud HaTorah. But Baruch Hashem, afterwards, Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent an essay. You had another question, a follow-up? Zorki Moravaitim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Pasuk Lo, Pischa Lahai Pashasa Meyocha. He started off his drasha of Purim with the following Pasuk, Shir HaMalis, Luli Hashem Shehoyelonu Yoimanu Yisrael, Luli Hashem Shehoyelonu Bekum Aleinu Odom. If it wasn't Hashem, where would we be when this Odom came upon us? Who is the Odom? Odom v'lo melech. It doesn't say become a lino melech. It's an Odom, because we're talking about Haman HaRasha, says Rashi, who wasn't a melech. He was an Odom. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, saved us, become a lino Odom. Rav Apostles Apiskel Ha'ab HaShos Mi'acha, Berabbi Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am, V'Mishol Rasha Ye'anach Am. What does that mean? Berabbi Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am. The rabbis over here means when the Tzadikim become elevated and exalted, Yismach Ha'am, then the nation is b'simcha. That's referring to Zeh Mordechai the Esther, the Chzibo Ish Shushan Tzalav v'Samecha. So that's the relationship to the Yismach Ha'am, to the Sosim v'Simcha, Shushan Tzalav v'Samecha. Olim Shalu Rashi Yonach Am. When the Rasha is in charge, then the Olim is going to sigh from all the trouble. Zeh Haman the Chzibo Beir Shushan Novoicha. That's when, of course, the original decree is Shushan Novoicha, and afterwards we had Baruch Hashem Yismach Ha'am with Mordechai the Esther. Rav Mast Omi Hachaychanocha Pasik, Mi Goy Godol Asheloi Elikim Kroivim Eilov. Now, what does this have to do with the Megillah? So it says in the Marsha, and it also says in the Rambam at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is referring to the fact that Haman HaRasha said about Klal Yisrael, Yeshnei Am Echad, Mefuzar Umafoyred Beino Amin, which makes it sound as if we have no friends, we have no allies, because we are all scattered and spread out throughout the world, a yid here and a yid there and a yid here and a yid there, but there's no one really that's in charge and taking good care of us. Says the Pasuk, oh, no, it could be that a yid geographically is far away, but we have a lekim kroiv meilav, a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's close to every yid wherever he happens to be. And therefore, that's the antidote for what Haman was saying, that when Mufuzim afforded it, but Hashem is kroiv meilav. Rav Ashi Yom Mehacham, another Pasuk, Oy hanisa elikim lakachas loygoy mikerev goy. That's exactly what we're talking about. Hanisa Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes that he took out goy, the nation of Klai Yisrael, mikerev goy, from all those other goyim where we were supposed to be decimated and destroyed as a result of the original decree of Haman and Achashverosh. Then Baruch Shemim, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nes lakachas loygoy mikerev goy, that we were freed and in fact we were able to vanquish our enemies. Now, on the surface, it sounds like we are finished with these psichos, with these hakdomos to the drushes of Purim, but as we'll see, that's not the case. And therefore, the Vilna Goyen makes a slight change over here, and you see where it says, V'hi b'mei HaChashverosh Omer Rav Vai V'hai. The Vilna Goyen takes out the Vai V'hai because we're not ready yet to start darshaning every word of the Megillah. We're going to get to that shortly. But rather, Rav was now giving his drosha, and he was starting off Pasach LaPischa LaHai Parshas Mehacha. It says, Vahi B'mei HaChashverosh Omer Rav, take out Vai V'hai. Hadod Echzid, that's what it says in the Pasach, V'iskamark, V'ismachartim Shom Lo'ivecha La'avodim L'shvachois, V'ein Koine. This is a Pasach at the end of the Toichacha in Parshas B'chukoisai, and it's telling us that we, Klal Yisrael, will be so desperate for food and to be able to live, that we're going to try to sell ourselves as a vana mishvachos, and nobody's going to even buy us. And that's going to be really terrible. So what does it have to do with Mordechai b'Esther? So Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi on the right-hand side, about 5-6 lines from the bottom, Hador d'chsiv, ma'shekosed b'toyr v'ein koine, gozer haman shlehei odem rishoy liknois mehen li'evet. In the times of Haman Achashverosh, Haman made a decree, I guess he convinced Achashverosh to sign a decree, that nobody's allowed to go and buy an Eved from Klal Yisrael. So therefore this is a kiyum of that pasuk in the Torah. Where does it say this in the Megillah? I don't know. In fact, Esther says, V'il avod mishvachay from Karnu hecha Rashti, but nevertheless, that's what Rashi brings, that Haman was so geyser. You have a question?
To buy avadim from the Jews, or to buy Jews as avadim?
To buy Jews as avadim.
Thank you.
Liknois mehem li'evet, to go and buy from them
to be a slave.
To be a slave. Ushmul amar. Shmuel, when he was beginning his drasha, he quoted the following pasuk: Lo me'asim v'lo ge'altim lechaloisam lehofer brisi itam ki ani Hashem elokeihem. So darshan the Gemara, or darshan Shmuel. Loi ma'astim b'mei Yevonim. I wasn't moyest. That means I didn't find them repulsive during the Yevonim's days, but rather I took Klal Yisrael to me to go and take care of them. V'loi ga'altim, and I didn't go and repel them b'mei Nebuchadnezzar l'chaloisam chas hashalom, to go and destroy them. I'm sorry. V'loi ga'altim b'mei Nebuchadnezzar. Come. L'chaloisam b'mei Haman. During the times of Haman, I didn't allow them to be destroyed. L'hava brisi itam, I didn't allow for an abrogating, a violation of the treaty they had with them. B'mei Parsiyam. K'ni Hashem alekeim b'mei Goig u'Magog. In the times of Goig u'Magog, in Miyat Hashem, I'll also be with Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, I'll always be together with Klal Yisrael throughout all of their tars. In Masisa Tana, in the Braisa, it darshens the same pasuk but slightly differently. Where Shmuel said, Le Ma'astim is b'mei Yevonim, here it says in the Braisa, Le Ma'astim b'mei Kazdim. Shemarti lehem Daniel Hanani Mishol Bazaria. I brought up these great leaders. They inspired Klal Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, that was the salvation in the times of Mekaz. Le'gaaltim imei Yevonim, during the times of the Greeks. Shemarti lehem Shimon HaTzadik. We had Shimon HaTzadik, remember, yesterday. Ve'yachash Me'noi u'banav u'matisyo kohen gadol. Do you remember the name of Shimon HaTzadik's son? Chanya, exactly right. And what did Chanya do? He built up
Beis HaMikdash.
Where in?
Mitzrayim.
It's Mitzrayim, exactly right. Beautiful. Everybody in Baruch Hashem. Anyway, Amadik L'Mishim L'Tzadik L'Cheshmeri Uvanov U'matisyo Kain Godoil in the times of the Ivan. The Chalois M'mei Haman Shemadik Lehem Mordechai V'Esel, that they should go and repel and Baruch Hashem conquer Haman. L'Hav Abrisi Itam B'mei Parsiyim Shemadik Lehem Shol Beis Rebbe v'chachmei hadoyos. That what means we made parsiim, that we had the protection of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the Nasi, and the chachmei hadoyos, to go and protect Klal Yisrael with rochnius and learning Torah, etc. Ken Hashem alekeim liyosad lavoi she'ein kol umo v'loshin yichoy lishloit behem. That Kadosh Baruch Hu will always go and take care of Klal Yisrael. Reb Levi Omar Mihacha. I'm going to start my Parshasa Mihacha, my Drasha. V'yem lo yisarishu es yoshvi oretz. That since they didn't go and sarishu means to expel the people that were yoshvi oretz, people living in Eretz Yisrael. This is a pasuk in towards the end of Amidbar, Sefer Amidbar, and there it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, it's your job leisachaya kol neshama, to get rid of all of the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Kananim, the Chitim, the Chivim, the Yevusis, but all those wonderful guys, because as we know, the Gemara talks about, the Torah talks about, that Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, was a Mokum Te'eva, because of the abominable practices of all of these Goyim. So, Leisachai Kol Neshama. Then the Pasuk said, Leisarishu Es Yoshvi Oretz Azoyz. If you're not going to go and expel them, it's not going to be good for you. So, it says, our Gemara, that's Reb Levi that started off his drasha with that. Now, what does it have to do with the story of Haman or Russia? Very simple, because Haman was an einikel of Amalek. And if you look at the last Rashi on the right hand side, v'yam lo yisarishu af elu nenshu, they, in the times of Mordechai v'Esther, they were punished al shechamal sho'ul al Amalek. Exactly, Agag, who was an einikel of Amalek. So since Sho'ul had rachmanis on them, he violated the imloy serishu as yoshvi aretz. That produced Haman and all of his clan and all the bnei Haman. That's the reason why we had that whole story, and that was his haktamah. Reb Chiya Omer Mehacha, have another pasuk, and this pasuk follows right after the previous pasuk, and that is vimloy serishu as, you're not going to go and drive them out. V'hoyer kasher demisi lasis lahem e'esel lachem, what you had in mind to do to them, which means to go and what I wanted, kasher demisi las lehem, what I wanted you to do to them, and that is to drive them out of the land. Chas v'shalom, esel lechem, chas v'shalom, you guys are going to be driven out of the land. And so therefore, that Reb Chiya felt was the proper hakdama to the whole maisa of Purim. With this, we have concluded all of the pasach la pischa lahay parshas mehocha vir hakdamas. From now until the end of the parak, we're going to go through almost every word in the Megillah where the Chazal had a Masoida to go and darshan it. So we start the beginning of the Megillah, Vahibi Me'ach HaShveilosh, and now you have the Beis. This is the same Vilna Goyen as before, and he says, now throw in Omarav Vai Vahai. That the word Vahi, beginning Vahibi Me'ach HaShveilosh, means woe and oh, another woe and Suris. happened to Klal Yisrael as a result of Achashverosh and Vashti and Haman and all of those wonderful people. So that's Vayhi Vayvahai. And then we continue on Achashverosh. Achashverosh obviously was a name. However, the Gemara darshens Amar Rav Achiv Shorosh Uven Giloy Shel Rosh. And when it says Achiv, we don't mean literally the brother. We just mean he had the same midos as the brother. Achiv Shorosh, Achiv Shemuchanetzer Harasha, Shenikra Rosh. Shenemer, it says about Nebuchadnezzar, Antu Reisha Didahava. You are the Rosh Didahava of the gold. So since Nebuchadnezzar is referred to as Reish, Reisha, Rosh, so here too, Achashverosh was of a similar DNA as Nebuchadnezzar. Ben Gilosh Rosh, Hu Harag, Hu Bikesh Laharag. He, Nebuchadnezzar, killed people, and Haman, Achashverosh, wanted to kill people. Hu Hachrev, he caused Chorbanis, Machrev, the base of Yiddish. Hu Bikesh Lahachrev, he wanted to go and destroy. Shnem of Malchus, Achashverosh, but Chilas, Malchusai, Kosmu Sitna, Al Yoshvi, Yehudu, Yerushalayim. What is this that he wanted to go and destroy the Malchus? So Rashi says that they were, had put down the fortification for the base of Yiddish, and he wanted to go and destroy it. If you look at Rashi, the third line on the left-hand margin, Bikish Lahakrib, Yesoid Shiyasad Zerubbabel, the base of Midish, Vimei Koidish, Lefnei Achashverosh, Kemosh Omav Sefer Ezra, Sitna, Shinimna, Lesotin, Lehem, Shalo Yivnu. So in other words, they were in the middle of the building. Zerubbabel had put down a Yesoid. They wanted to continue building, and Achashverosh wanted to put an end to it. Cause the Sitna. He tried to go and interfere so that they shouldn't be able to continue. So, who Hakrib, who Bikish Lahakrib? That's why it says that he was a Ben Giloy, the same type as Nebuchadnezzar. Ushmul Amar, another type in Achashverosh, Shehushcharu Peneim Shel Yisrael V'Yom Av Kishulei Kedeiv. The Hushcharu is, many of the letters are the same as Achashverosh, they're just in a slightly different order. Because in the case of Achashverosh, you have a Ches, Shin, and a Resh, and here you have a Shin, Ches, and a Resh. So we're switching around the Ches and the Shin. Shehushkur Paneim, as a result of Achashverosh's decrees and the subjugating the Jews, etc., their faces were like black, like the bottom of a pot. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kol Shezoichri Omar, Ach L'Rosh. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you, the word Achashverosh means that anybody that would think about and talk about Achashverosh, he immediately got an ach. Rashi says, oi. It means like he got a headache. That, oi, yeah, we're talking about Achashverosh again. What a terrible tyrant. And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the same thing today.
Okay. So then take the current leaders and add the word ach, and then manufacture a word out of it. And you'll be able to start to parsach lo pischal hay pashas miyachal. When they ask you the darshan about Purim, you'll be able to talk about today's leaders. Rav Chanina Amar Shehakol Nasu Roshin Biyomav. Achashverosh, as a result of his tax laws, he caused everyone to become poor. The word Rosh means poor. Shenem of Yosef Melech Achashverosh Mas al Oretz v'Ihayon. So that's the mas, caused everybody to become poor. Presumably he took 60% or 80% tax brackets, etc. Okay. Right there. It says in the Pasuk, Hu Achashverosh, Hu Berisha Mitchilosa V'Ad Tzayfai. We already said, Vahi B'mei Achashverosh. Why does the Pasuk repeat, Hu Achashverosh? Who is, like the Gemara says often, Bahav Yosin Yehu. The person remained the same throughout his lifetime. So Hu Achashverosh, Hu Berisha Mitchilosa V'Ad Tzayfai, from the day that he was born, or from the day that he became Melech, from that day until the end, he was a Rosh Marusha throughout. Similarly, we have in the Torah, Hu Esav, Hu Berisha Mitchilos V'Yad Tzayfer. Hu Dosav Aviram, Hein Berisha Mitchilos V'Yad Tzayfer. Hu HaMelech Ochoz, Hu Berisha Mitchilos V'Yad Tzayfer. Ochoz was one of the bad Melochim, unfortunately. Avram, Hu Avram, Hu Betzidka Mitchilos V'Yad Tzayfer. Here's Punk Fakert. The Tzidkis was from beginning to end. We know Avram, even when he was just a young child of 3 years old, he was already Makir Boiroi, like it says in the Medrash. Hu Aaron, Moshe, Heim, Betzidkan, Mitchilosan, Batzoifan, always Tzidikim from beginning to end. Bedovid, Hu Hakotan, Hu Bekatnusa, Mitchilosan, Beatzoifai. He was Bekatnusa. What means Bekatnusa? Kishem, She Bekatnusa, Hikten, Atzme, Eitzel, Mishne, Gormi, Mene, Betoira. Back in Masechtas Brochis, we learned that he was Mashbul Atzme, to Miffy Boishes. He learned with Miffy Boishes, and therefore, whenever David HaMelech said something, it was like a bush in front of Miffy Boishes, because he was much greater than him, and he was makdin himself in front of Mishu Washes. Kach Malchusa in later years hitan out my eitzel Mishu Gadol Mimenu, and this is Achi Toifel Mishu Gadol Mimenu b'chochma. So he continued on that same derech, just like he subjugated himself like a Talmud Lufnei Rabbi before Livy Boishes. In later years it was in front of Achi Toifel, and the Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells us that he called Achi Toifel Alufi Yudoi, just because he taught him two halachas. Anyway, it continues on. Hu Achashverosh Hamoylech Mehoidu Liat Kush, what means Hamoylech Omerav Shemolach Meatzmai. He took over the Melucha on his own. In other words, not because his father, Zayda, was the Melech, but he took it over on his own. So what does that mean? Amelud Shemach Amelud Gnai. Some say that that's a meritorious or praiseworthy, and some say it's a Gnai. Amelud Shemach Dolei Havinish Techoshel Ma'alcha Kavose. In fact, there was nobody else that was more of a statesman and more suitable for this lofty position to be the Melech. And that's why he was able to take it on his own, because there was no competition. Amelud Gnai Dolei Havichosel Ma'alcha. He didn't deserve it for a moment. He was a nobody. It's because he gave a lot of money and he bought the position. Just like we find in Marta Baspices, that she bought the Kahuna Gedoyla in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, where many of the Kahanim Gedoylam paid to get this privilege so that they would get the office. And within 1 year, it was almost a confirmed death sentence. Why people would do something like that was Tipmanish for Abyssal Kovet. What do people do to get a little Kovet? Kovet. Anyway. So the Gemara says that's the reason why Hamoylech Me'atzmai, because he paid for it. Nachdem Shteita Chudiyovikam. Then it says in the pasuk Hamoylech Me'hoydu V'Ad Kush. This is a very famous Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel had a Me'hoydu B'Seif Oylem V'Kush B'Seif Oylem. From one end of the world to the other end of the world, he was the Melech. 127 Medinais. They were both right next to each other. Just like he had a strong arm, strong hand on Mohid Bakush, because there were two little places next to each other. This is like a marshal saying all the way from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Now, on the one hand, it seems like a very, very big machlaikis. Mohid Bakush together or far apart. They say B'Shem de Vilna Goyen, but in the art scroll he quotes it B'Shem de Maharal, so both of those are good people, good sources. Then in fact there's no machlokes whatsoever. The two were next to each other. The only question is, how do you go and travel from one to the other? Some of you may recall that the reason why Columbus discovered America, not because he was interested in America, he didn't know that it existed, but he wanted to get to India. And therefore what he should have done is he should have gone east. But he figured that he couldn't be a lot of traffic that day, so he went all the way west to go and try to get to India. And when he discovered the Indians, he called them Indians because he figured, oh, this must be India, without realizing that these are the first Americans. He should have called them Americans, not Indians. Anyway, so the same thing is Hoydu v'Kush. If you want to go from Hoydu to Kush, they're not right next to each other. It's a 5-minute trip. However, that's only if you go from Hoydu to Kush. What happens if you decide to go the other way around instead of going to the left, you go to the right, you go all the way around the world until you get to Kush. So then it's the farthest point from one another. So, depending on how you travel, you can either travel one next to each other, it's a 5-minute trip, but if you decide to go in the other direction, it can go and take you many, many, many more hours, days, months, years to go from one end to the other end. Of course, it depends whether how Waze drays you a cup. Sometimes they do a good job, but sometimes you go around the whole city till you finally get to where you're supposed to get. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, we have a similar pasuk. This pasuk is talking about Shloim HaMelech, ki hu roide b'chol eiver ha-nohar. He was the king, me tifsach v'ad Aza. Where were Tifsach and Aza? Same machlek as Rabbi Shmuel, charam tifsach b'seif oilam, v'az b'seif oilam. So from one end of the world to the other, charam tifsach v'aza, v'had yadol yavakayim, one next to each other, k'shem shemolach al tifsach v'al Aza, kach molach al kolo oilam kulay. Back to the Megillah, after we talk about hamoylech mehoidu v'ad kush, she'eva v'yesrim u'meya, medina, 127 medina. But Chila initially Achashverosh was Melech al Sheva on just 7 Medinot. Flip Soif, then he continued fighting and taking over and conquering. Molech al Esrim. Flip Soif, Molech al Mea. Ultimately, at the end, he took over 100 Medinas. Veitimor al Meata. Just like you are darshning Sheva, the Esrim, and Mea, each one separately. Let's go and darshan Ushnei Chai Amram. Sheva, Ushloishim, Umiyashana, 137. My darshan is, what are you going to say over there? He was originally 7, and then it became 30, and it became 100. What are you going to dash? So Zimar, no, 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 no. The fact that it goes and says 127, that in itself is not a clue that we dash. Just like we don't dash in the 137 years of Amra. But Shani Hacha, they call Yisairu. It's an extra pasuk. What's the extra pasuk? Mechtik, Simi Hoy Viad Kush, Shev Yasra Mei Medina, Lomali. Wouldn't it be enough to go and say that he, Achashverosh, was the king, Mihoy Viad Kush, especially if you hold me, Hoy Viad Kush, is from one end of the world to the other end of the world? What do you have to talk about 127 Medinas? If you say a person is the king over the entire Europe and the entire Asia, oh, how much does that add up to? That adds up to 53 countries. With enough kimina, he already said from Hoydevekush. Shema Amino, the drasha is here for the 127, is the drasha, initially 7, then 20, and then 100. Tanarabana. Since we spoke about Achashverosh being from one end of the world to the other, Shloisha Molchu Bekipa. Bekipa means under the canopy of the heavens. In other words, the entire world. Who are those? Elohein Achav, the Achashverosh, Unavucha Netzar. Talk to you more. Achav, dechsevitz in the posik, chay Hashem alikecha, ash im yesh koi umamlocha shesholach adoini shom lebakeshcha. What is this talking about? This is Oivadya Hanavi went and sent a message to Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu, you should know that Achav is looking for you, not to go and throw a party, but to cause you a lot of trouble. So he swears in the name of Hashem, im yesh koi umamlocha, there is not a nation in the world, ashesholach adoini, that Achav, the king, didn't send messengers after you, the Vakeshcha, to go and find you, Eliyahu Hanavi. So Gemara v'loy dehav malach alayu. And if it wasn't for the fact that Achav was the king on these goyim umamlochis, heich motzi ma'ad mashmalu. How could Oivadya say a shavua, chai shem lekecha, I'd make an oath, a shavua, if there's a goyim umamlocha? If the goyim umamlocha happens to be part of his portfolio, so Litaka went to every goyim umamlocha. But if they're kingdoms that he is not in charge of, then how can he make such a shvur that every single kingdom, if there's a fight to kingdom that he has nothing to do with, and how could he be mavakish? It's a chasima that he was a king over everything. Number two is Nebuchadnezzar. And our Gemara says Achashverosh or Nebuchadnezzar. You see on the side, there's another year, so Nebuchadnezzar of Achashverosh, because it's a little bit out of order. And especially since Nebuchadnezzar came before Achashverosh. Anyway, Nebuchadnezzar, the chasim, v'hoyah ha-goyim amloch ha-shaluyitin ha-savoroi, v'oyu melech bovel, that, and the person that's the goyu mamlocha that's not going to give its tzavar, in other words, it will not subjugate itself to Nebuchadnezzar, bad consequences will happen. So we see that in fact Nebuchadnezzar took over all the goyim and all the mamlochis. Achashverosh Udamon, that we already had in the Gemara a moment ago, where we said Achashverosh is in charge, Mehoidavat Kush, everything in between, 127. Frankly, Mars, you only have three. You have Achav, you have Nebuchadnezzar, and you have Achashverosh. So we don't have any more, but Shloima Melech was king of the entire world. In fact, if you remember, we quoted the pasuk before, that he says that we were from one end of the world, like from Tifsach until
Aza.
And therefore, so don't we have number four? Evrid the Gemara, Loisali Malchusei. His Malchus didn't last for his entire life, because Shloima Melech's Malchus terminated early. How do I know? So Gemara Hanich Lamadiyom Malach Vehejit. Lamadiyom Malach Vehejit. Malach Mayika Lameima. This is a very famous machlokes, which we've had in two Gemaras in Sanhedrin and Gittin, that talks about over there that initially Shlomo Melech was Malach, but then everybody agrees that at some point he was deposed from the Malchus. There's only machlokes whether or not he was once again came back as a Melech in subsequent years. So according to the Man Yom Tov Malach HaHedjit, then I understand why we don't talk about Shleim in the same breath that we speak about the other three, because the other three, they had their Malchus until the end of their lives. Masha Enkein, Shleim and Malach's Malchus terminated prematurely. So it's a different category. But according to Man Yom Tov Malach HaHedjit and Malach, Ma'ikol HaMeimer, until at the end of his days he became Malach again. Shleim was singular and unique in another respect. Shemalach El Yoinim V'Alatach Toinim. Not only is he a Malach down below here on people, but also El Yoinim. Who are the El Yoinim? Says Rashi, Al Hashin Dalit. He was in charge of the evil demons, and therefore he had a special Malchus. In a sense, his Malchus was even broader than the other three, because they only did Tachtoinim. But since he was Al Yoinim Al Tachtoinim, he's in a separate category for himself. Shemar V'Yeshu Shleim Al Kiseh Hashem. That even in the El Yoinim he had powers over the
Ashmedai.
That's how he got deposed in the first place.
Yeah. then he got a way to
get himself back in. Pray to more about some chayiv. Some chayiv is also the chesed me me the chol elihayu arutz so eila asher hitzilay as hitzilay as arutz miyadi. So it sounds like all the halei arutzes who was able to be matzah, who was able to go and save the eretz for me because I took care, I took over all the arutzes. But the way Yerushalayim, the way Kavshi, wasn't Kavshi Yerushalayim. Dariyovish sent out a message to all the Amim, all the Umois, all of the Lishonos, all the languages, all the folk, all of the different nations, that live the Chol Ara, that live throughout his Malchus, throughout the world. Shlom Chon Yaske means like Shalom Aleichem. So it sounds like from this pasuk that he was good with all these Amnim and Umayis and Lishonis, that they were all under his dominion. There were seven that he didn't. In other words, of the 127, he was only melech over 120. Chsib, Shvar, Kodim, Dayovish, Vehekim, Al Malchusa, the Achashtar Penaya, Meya, V'esim. He appointed in his Malchus Achashtar Penaya. Those are like governor officials, exactly, to go and take care of the various Malchus that he had, but he only had to appoint 120. Is the chassim, he didn't have 127, so he was almost, he got the second award, but he didn't get the top prize.
We had before that Achashverosh only ruled over 100, first 7, then 20, then 100.
I know what you're asking. I think what the Gemara means to say is, initially it was only 7, then after that it was only 20, and then after that it was all of those plus the final 100 that he was Koyvish, so it's 127. Yeah, I think that's how you have to understand it, otherwise you're right. It's only 100, he is 120. Give me everything. So it sounds like he had everything. Everything more. He was just a pompous, arrogant individual. He didn't really have all the mamlachis. That's why he spoke, because he spoke in a very pompous way, as if he was, as if he was Trump or something, maybe the king of the world, but he really wasn't after all. Okay. Now from here till the end of the Gemara today, we're going to go a little bit into historical cheshbonos and events. They are not difficult, we just have to focus one's attention. We start off that the Megillah begins Bayom Mahem Kisheves HaMelech Achashverosh. In those days when the Melech Achashverosh started his reign, Kisheves, and then the next pasuk says Bishnas Sholosh L'Molchoi, the third year of his Malchus. So don't we have here,
Of his kingship.
Oh! So don't we have a stira? We're starting off Kisheves HaMelech, means he just began his Malucha. And then you say, it's the third year. What happened to those 3 years? That went very, very quickly. There seems to be an inconsistency. Omer Rava, my Kisheves La'achash and his Yashva Daitai. The initial Kisheves is not talking about physically when he became the king, the day of inauguration, but rather Kisheves means once he was settled into his position, that he had Yishuv Hadas. Now what Yishuv Hadas are we referring to? Amar Baal Shetzer Choshev Vito Ano Chashivna Veloy Ta'ina. Baal Shetzer made a cheshbon and he made a big boo-boo. Ano Chashivna, I made a cheshbon and I did not make a mistake. What is this all about? We'll see in a moment that Baal Shetzer was familiar with the pasuk that we're going to quote in a moment from Yirmiyah and another pasuk in Daniel, that the Beis Midrash, the first Beis Midrash, after it was Chorev, there's going to take a period of 70 years, and after the 70 years are over, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Efkoit Eschem, like we have by Mitzrayim, Pokod Yifkoit, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go and redeem us and take us out of that Chorvin, and allow for Ezra and Nehemiah to go and rebuild the Beis Midrash and Klal Yisrael to return to Eretz Yisrael. So it was a 70-year hiatus between Chorvin Beis Midrash Rishon and the building of Beis Midrash Sheni.
Is that 70 years? We learned yesterday, 22 years, it took 22 years to build it.
Started after the 70 years were over.
So that was, thank you.
No problem. But now the Gemara is going to discuss what the cheshbon of the 70 is. We'll see that momentarily. Bottom line is, Baal Shetzer knew of these psukim. He was a Bible expert. And he knew, therefore, that Klal Yisrael, after 70 years, are supposed to be redeemed by Hashem. He went and turned the calendar pages. He said, 70 years have passed. Nothing has happened. So either this pasuk is incorrect, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu has changed his mind, and therefore I'm going to take the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash that he had in his rishus, and he says I'm going to now throw a big party, and I'm going to use those kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, number one, because they happen to be gorgeous, and number two, to be able to go and show, you see, I'm the big knacker, I have the possession of the holy kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to have a party with that. As we know, Belshazzar made a boo-boo in his calculations, and in fact, that night in the Mishnah, he died, presumably as a result of the fact that he was profaning the holy kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And now says Achashverosh, years later, we'll see how many years later, shortly, Belshazzar hitaka made a boo-boo in his cheshvin, but I didn't make a mistake, and I also counted, says Achashverosh, 70 years, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still hasn't taken Klal Yisrael out, as a simon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has changed his mind, he's going to leave all of these Yidden here, and therefore my decree is going to be successful. So now with that kind of quick hadoma, says Imar, he had his das settled, in other words, he thought about the historical events, and he made a decision, and he said, he made a mistake, but I'm not going to make a mistake. What are we talking about? It's in the pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when Bavel will have been victorious and destroying the first base of Migdish, when 70 years pass, Shivim Shana, Efkoy Deschem, and then I'm going to go and redeem you and take you back to Eretz Yisrael. And we have a similar passage in Daniel, Uksiv Lamalis Lachorbis Yushalayim, Shivim Shana, after 70 years, after the Chorban, back to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, he, Belshazzar, Chashoiv, Arboim v'chomesh to Nebuchadnezzar. As we'll see in the Gemara in another moment, Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha was king for 45 years. He was succeeded by Evel Merodach. Evel Merodach was king for 23 years. V'esmutlas v'Evel Merodach. Now if we add 45 and 23, does anybody have any idea how much that would be? 45 and 23. Daniel, you're always great at math, right?
68,
exactly. And now Sancheiriv says, and I have been king for the last 2 years. Betarti, I said Achishverosh, Belshazzar, I have been king for the last 2 years. So if we add the 45 plus the 23 plus 2 of mine of Belshazzar, Hashivim, 70 years. And guess what? Nobody's rebuilding anything. Everybody's still in Babel. Nobody's going back there to Israel. And so therefore, all of this has been, Kodesh Baruch has changed his mind. Apik mani deme mikdash, he took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, v'shtamish b'hu, and he made a ganza party, a ganza feast, and that's what Belshazzar did, and he died that night. Says the Gemara, okay, u'nevuchadnezzar minolim de'arboim v'chomish shonen malach, how do I know that Nebuchadnezzar's reign was for 45 years? The Omamar, because we learned the Gemara Masechtis Erchin, but it's brought in other places too. Golu b'sheva, golu b'shmoina, golu b'shmoina esrei, golu b'chayesrei. That are the golusim that took place as a result of Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. Now on the surface, it looks like there were four. Golu b'sheva, and golu b'shmoina, golu b'shmoina esrei, and golu b'chayesrei. So the Gemara told us really that there were only two golusim that we're really referring to. And before we continue on, let's just do a very quick historical summary of what the Gemara is going to tell us. Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha became king. In the first year of his kingship, of his reign, the first thing he did was he was Kovesh Nineveh. Presumably this is the same Nineveh as the famous Yoina and the Nineveh that we learn about on Yom Kippur and Mincha time. So he was Kovesh Nineveh. That's what he did the first year. The second year he was Kovesh Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was the king of Klal Yisrael, and he was Kovesh him. Then we had a respite, if you will, for a few years. And then 7 years later, he was Kovesh and sent into Golis Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin is also known as Yechonia. And we have that, in fact, in the Megillah itself. Asher Heglot in Yechonia Melech Yehuda, so that there was a Golis of Yechonia where many of the Yidden, unfortunately, were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So this took place 7 years after the kibush of Yehoyakim. 7 years later was the golus of Yehoyachin. Now, that's the 7 years after Yehoyakim, but if we count it from the time that Nebuchadnezzar began as king, it's not 7 years, it's 8 years. because Nebuchadnezzar was king already for a year prior to his kibush Yehoyakim. That was the year that he was busy with the kibush of Nineveh. And that's how we get now the cheshbon of the 7 and the 8. Golu b'sheva, golu b'shmoyne. Yehoyakim went into Golus the 7th year after kibush Yehoyakim, and it was the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign as melech. Now, fast forward 11 years later, this was now the second major golus, the golus of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. The Tzidkiyah and the remaining Jews in Eretz Yisrael were all thrown out and sent into golus. This took place 11 years later. So now, it's 11 years after golus Yehoyachin, so if you add 7 to 11, you get 18, but it was also 11 years after, we're talking about now the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. The Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, we said at the time of Golus Yehoyachin, it was the 8th year of his Malchus. So 11 years more is now the 19th year of his Malchus. So therefore, getting back to the Golus B'Sheva, Golus B'Shemoina, Golus B'Sheva, Golus B'Shemoina is talking about the same thing. It's talking about Golus Yehoyachin, where it's 7 years from the time of the Kibush Yehoyakim, and it's the 8th year from the time that Nebuchadnezzar became Melech. And now 11 years later, fast forward, 18th year starting from Yehoyakim is now the Golus of Tzidkiyahu, and Chaesrei, the 19th year since the reign of Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, that's the Golus Tzidkiyahu. That's what we have so far. So, just reading through the lines quickly again. How do we know that there's 45 altogether? We didn't get to 45 yet. But we did get to Golu B'Sheva, Golu B'Shmoyna, Golu B'Shmoyna, Esrei, Golu B'Shai, Esrei, Golu B'Sheva, L'Kibash Yehoyakim, Golus Yehoyachin, Shehi, Shemoyin Nebuchadnezzar, 7th year from Kibash Yehoyakim, but it's the 8th year since Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Golu B'Shmoyna, Esrei, L'Kibash Yehoyakim was Golus Tzidkiyahu. She chai Esrei Nebuchadnezzar. The Omamah. Shon Rishon, the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Kibesh Nineveh, he first conquered Nineveh. Shni, the second year, Kibesh Yehoyakim. Uksiv, Vahi, Bishloishim, Visheva, Shona, Legolis Yehoyachin. Now we're going again, fast forward. It's now 37 years after Golus Yehoyachin, Melech Yehuda, Bishneim Asa Chodesh, Be'es, Bechamisha Lechodesh, 12th month, 25th day of the month, Nosa Evil Meroidech Melech Bavel, Bishnas Malchusai, Esroish Yehoyachin Melech Yehuda, Vayoitzi Oisoimi Beis HaKelem. Ah, so when Yehoyachin and Klal Yisrael were sent out into Golus, Yechonia Yehoyachin himself was put into jail, and he sat Nebuch in jail for many years, and now it's 37 years later, and our Gemara tells us that 37 years later, Evel Meroidach, who had now succeeded to Nebuchadnezzar, he went and gave him amnesty, and he took Yehoyachin out of jail. Okay, so now, when did Yehoyachin go into jail in the first place? After Tamni, after 8 years of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, like we said before, because Nebuchadnezzar was in year one, he Koivish Nineveh. In year two, he was Koivish Yehoyakim. Now we go 7 years later. That 7 years later was 7 years from Kibush Yehoyakim, but it was the 8th year from the initial reign of Nebuchadnezzar, so that's 8 years. And now we're saying that 37 years after the Golus Yehoyakim, he was taken out of jail. So if you add 8 plus 37, how much is 8 plus 37, Daniel?
45.
45, Ariyaboyim v'chamish to Nebuchadnezzar. And the Gemara is assuming that that was the first thing that Evel Meroidach did. I don't know about the first thing, but maybe the second thing, but he did it shortly after he became king, and therefore he became king after 45 years in the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. Fine. So that's how we know the Cheshbon of 45. How do we know the Cheshbon that Evel Meroidach was king for 23? In fact, there is no source in the Torah, but that was the same Masoidah that the Chum had, it was 23. So 23 plus 45 again gets us to 68. Vitardi today and the 2 years of Balshetzer himself, Hashivin, 70 years. Omar, Hash, Devadi, Loi, Mifrik, Sulam, Mifriki. There's no question, I went through the Cheshbon of the 70 years, and remember the Loshan Aposik was, Ki Lefoy, Lefi, Melois, Lebovel, Shivim, Shana, and the Gemara's Darshan, the Balshetzer Darshan, Lefi, Melois, Lebovel, from the beginning of the Malchus of Bavel, as represented by Nebuchadnezzar, from his time, 70 years later, after the scam, nothing happened, Sulam Ifriki, Apik Mani Debe Mekdosh, Vishtamishbu. Had it to come away. Daniel, that's what Daniel said about Belshazzar, Val Morish Mai Hisri Mamta, Ulamani Di Baise, Hey Soyukadamach. You thought that you were elevated even higher than Morish Shemayim, even higher than the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore you took out money to Beis, you took out the kingdom of his Beis Hamikdash, and you put it down in front of you at that feast, at that Mishnah. Uksif, Beibalayla, Kotu Belshazzar, Malka, Kastoy. That night, Belshazzar had his tragic end, and that was the end of it. Uksif, and what happened subsequent to that? So now, all we've established so far is that he, Belshazzar, made a major boo-boo because he made a cheshbon of 70 years, and therefore he took out the kingdom of the Beis Hamikdash, and obviously it wasn't 70 years yet. But why not? After all, the cheshbon stims. So Gemara uksiv v'dayobish ma'do'o kibul malchusa kibarshnin shitin v'tartin. Dayobish from Modai. Now he was the successor to Belshazzar, and when he became king, he was already 62 years old. Already an older individual, relatively speaking, not a youngster in the 20s or 30s, he was already 62. Omar, so now we're continuing Achashverosh's recitation, and Achashverosh said, "Iu mitatoi, he, Belshazzar, he made a big boo-boo. I'm going to make a cheshbon, and I'm not going to make a tos. Miksiv, l'malchus Bavel, you know why Belshazzar made a mistake? Because he assumed when it says, Kilafi melois Lebavel Shivim Shana, that means starting from the Malchus Bavel, starting from Nebuchadnezzar. That's why he added the 45 and the 23. It doesn't say Malchus, it says Lebavel. My Lebavel Legalus Bavel, when Klal Yisrael was taken out into Galus. Oh, so Kama Betziran. So how much do we have to go and deduct from the original 70 years? Tamni, why do we have to go and deduct 8 years? Because when did the Golus, the first Golus of going into Babel, that took place in the times of Yehoyachin. That was the Golus Yechonia. When did that take place? As we said before, that was in the 8th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Huh. So that's where we have to start the timeline. Not from Nebuchadnezzar's reign, but from the 8th year of his reign. No, if that's the case, we have to deduct from our 70 8 years. So now Achashverosh has to fill them up with new years. His new additional years. Choshev v'ayil chilufayu. And therefore he said, let's throw in their substitutes. Number one, Chodesh Belshazzar. Because it said before, Belshazzar said, 2 years of my reign I added to the 45 and the 23 to get to 70. Now Belshazzar is in his third year. He said, well, obviously the Beis Hamikdash is not going to be rebuilt because 70 years have passed. So, and then Belshazzar died in that third year, so I'm going to add one more year. And then I'm going to add the Chumash to Daryovish v'Koyrosh, Daryovish and Koyrosh, who succeeded back to back, first Daryovish and then Koyrosh, Vitality today, and two of my years, mine being Achashverosh. So if we add 1 and 5 is 6, 2 of mine is 8. Hashivim, so now I filled up the gap that I deducted those original 8 years of Nebuchadnezzar. I added on 8 more years. It's 70 years. Kim the Chavi, the Mole Shiviv Leifrikama, Hashavavi Sulam Ifriki, Apigmani the Bay Mikdosha, Vishtamish Bahu. See, with Mishtamish with the Beis Hamikdash's Kalim, Basotan Varikin Beinayim, Sutton came and was Merakin and started dancing. Vahorigis Vashti didn't go and kill Achashverosh, but killed Vashti. Why Vashti and not Achashverosh? The Meforshim talk about the Chayyim, just like Belshazzar was killed, Achashverosh should have been killed. Why was Vashti killed? So Vashti also was a very evil woman, and she was descended from Nebuchadnezzar, and she had her own plans of destroying the Beis Hamikdash. Anyways, it was that she was killed. Okay, Bafeiti Mor Vashabra Choshev. After all, didn't he put together a correct calculation? You also made a mistake. He should not have counted from the initial Golus Babel as represented by Yechonia. He should have counted 11 years later from the times of Golus Tzidkio. That's what the Gemara brought before, that it was 7 and 8, and then there was a Golus in 18 and 19, that's 11 years later. Oh, that's the Golus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that from Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, add 70 years, and then the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. Okay, says the Gemara, soif, soif, kamatzim. By the way, the Rishash says that the pasuk that we brought earlier above, uksiv lemalis lechorvis Yerushalayim shivim shana, should not have been published or printed in the Gemara at that point, but rather should have been published here down below. That the 70 years is not like the Gemara brought before, ki lefim alois lebavel shivim shana, the malchis bavel, or the initial golis of Yoyachid, but rather lemalis lechorvis Yerushalayim is represented by Tzidkio and the rest of Klai Yisrael being sent into Golis. Ah, okay. The boyle lemimni mechorv yishlaim. Soif soif kama b'tzion. So how many are we now missing? Chadeser, or the side it says chadsre. We're missing 11 years, right? Because we said that the second Golis of Tzidkio took place 11 years after Yehoyachin. So iu kama malach. How long was he Achashverosh melech? Arbeser, for 14 years. No, but Beis Hamikdash, by Leilam and the Beis Hamikdash. Why wasn't the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt in his 14th year? It was only 2 years since Achashverosh took up the kingdom. That's why he said that, and 2 years of my years. Okay, so fast forward another 11 years, since it's now 13 years into the Malchus Achashverosh, and Achashverosh was king for 14 years, so then within those 14 years, the 13th year, 14th year, Iboy Leilam and Beis Hamikdash, why wasn't it rebuilt? On Lama Ksiv, Badein Betelus Avidus Beis Lekodim Yerushalayim, that the Beis Hamikdash was still not rebuilt, even post Achashverosh. Zimor Marava Shonim Mikutois Hava. Because when we add together the years, there were a couple of years which were only partial years, and we gave them credence as if they were full years. So Rashi gives two examples. He says that we said before that Daryovesh and Koryosh together were 5 years. Says Rashi, if you really do the Chesed, it was really only 4 years. So why did we say 5 years? Presumably, one of them was
partially attributed to Koresh and partially to Daryovesh.
Exactly. So there was Achvais 2.5 years, and he had 1.5 years. So if you had 2.5 and 1.5, it's really only 4. But if you say, well, Ruben Kekulei, 2.5, so he had 3, and 1.5 is Ruben Kekulei, you have 2, so 3 plus 2 is 5. But really, there's an overlap over there, and certainly only 4 years. That's one. And then Rashi brings at the end another shtickle that Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Meroidach also Nivla Ashana. And therefore, we said before it's 45 and 23, it was really only 67 altogether, not 68. Anyway, so because of that, you get an extra 2 years, and that's why in the second year of Daryovesh, that followed Achashverosh, and there are those that say that Daryovesh was the son of Esther, and therefore he was the Mamala Mokim for his father, for Achashverosh, or at least for his mother. Anyway, but the point is that the second year of his reign, the Beis Hamikdash Taka was then rebuilt.
So on both, schedule.
On schedule, exactly. So therefore both Baal Shem Tov made a mistake, and Achashverosh made a mistake, and that's why they had fatal endings in the case of Baal Shem Tov himself, in the case of Achashverosh, his wife Vashti. And with this, we'll conclude for today, and the mission to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Amen.